Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, how important are reviews to you when you're choosing maybe a restaurant or some kind of accommodation? Do you swear by the reviews and make sure you always read online? And what impact do you feel they have on a business? Should we perhaps be monitoring them more closely to ensure that the information given is accurate and fair? I'm joined on the line now by Barry Duff from Lock & Brew Cafe and Restaurant. Barry, how are you?
How are you? How are things?
I'm very good. How do reviews impact a small business?
Well, look, you know, the first thing I suppose everybody goes for is when they're actually looking to go somewhere to eat, they'll start looking at reviews. And I suppose they guide themselves on the reviews as well. So it can be extremely good for you, and it also can be devastating. Because you're having people sometimes that could be in a restaurant or a cafe where they'll have a bad experience with a waitress that's probably gone through a bad time or whatever, she's had a bad day. And they might get off and then leave the restaurant and put up a horrible review. And it's always like the latest reviews that everybody looks at. Now, that mightn't reflect the restaurant or the cafe.
Yeah.
So they can be devastating. I feel they can be. Because, again, you're dealing with people. Like, if someone was coming into my place, say, and they were a food reviewer and they were very knowledgeable in the food sector and they put up a review and it was a kind of a bad review in their place, you kind of take note of that. But if it's open to everybody and every individual, and it all depends on what day they're going through or if they're in a rush or if they're in a bit of a hurry and they put up a review that they're delayed in your place or whatever, I think that's unfair.
Yeah, I hear you, Barry. And I suppose reviews might be skewed just by the very nature of human behaviour. I mean, I've had so many lovely meals and lovely experiences in business and thought, I must leave a review, and then days turn to weeks, turn to years, and I haven't done them. So you're more likely to leave a negative review than you are a positive, and that's unfair.
Absolutely. It's like the old story that, you know, if you go over to someone and say, everything is okay, you're enjoying yourself, and everybody at the table say yes. And then you walk away and they go, I'm not coming back here. You know, so before that's the way it was, where they could just say under their breath or whatever, or say to the person that they're with. But now they can go home or go out into their car and write up a horrible review. You know, whether it's true to fact, you know, that's the thing you have to. I think it's just too open. It would have to be monitored, in my view, where you'd have to keep, you know, a cap on it, where you couldn't have every single individual, which it is at the moment, being able to comment. And probably commented on something that they're not really too sure about, or giving you a full comment. And it is going to affect the restaurant because, as I said, everybody will go to the latest review. You know, they'll go and see reviews that are 5-star reviews or whatever, and they'll scroll down them. But you hit on the latest reviews, and it'll bring up all the latest ones. And if you had a bad review that week, what could happen is your turnover would drop. You know, you won't have people traveling to you. And it's nothing to the person to write the review and just put up a review and say, you know, blah, blah, blah about the restaurant. And they continue on with their day. But it's a business at the end of the day that we have to run. And we have to keep, you know, the flow of people coming through.
Yeah, I mean, I know you're busy enough, Barry, so I don't mean to be adding to your woes, but I was going to stay in an accommodation over the summer, and there was feedback, good and bad, from people underneath it. But what I liked was that the owners sort of came in after each one and said, thanks for your feedback, we take that on board. And in some instances, they'd maybe made changes, or, I mean, there was nothing drastic, nobody lost their job or anything, but just even to hear, you know, that it was taken on board, I felt like that put a positive spin on even a negative experience. Because as you say, members of staff have bad day, customers are having a bad day that impacts on their experience.
Yeah. Look, in general, I suppose it is a good and positive thing, because the majority of people that will go and do a review will have concerns to a certain degree. And some of the reviews are positive, like, you know, I had this experience, and, you know, you can respond to it as well. So from that side of point of view, it is very good. But then you're open then to, you know, you can actually pay to have good reviews. And there's probably, you know, business out there that would have, you know, a very high star rating. But you might find that they're, you know, harassing the customers, you know, every time they come in. Make sure you do a review for us and make sure, you know, everything's okay. And, like, there's a shot on the house, and, you know, make sure you do a good review for the place. And they're constantly at you. So there's that side of it as well.
Yeah,
but
I didn't realize.
Maybe regulate a little bit. You know, that's what I think.
You can have fake reviews put up, and some companies are and organizations are contacted, and businesses, by people saying, "Listen, for 100 quid, we'll take down that bad review." So you can't necessarily trust everything you read, which is something we've been saying for years.
Absolutely, you see, that's the thing. So, you know, it needs to be regulated, I think. So, look, it is a great system, all right, where people can give their reviews and, you know, vet their anger about what happened that particular day or night in the restaurant. Look, that's brilliant. And I'd say maybe out of, you know, 100% of the reviews, probably maybe 20 to 30% of them are just people that are just, you know, angry at maybe a small thing that happened. Or you might have a disgruntled customer, or you might have a disgruntled person that come in and, you know, will constantly like spend their day putting up reviews, you know, to try really affect the business now. And
yeah,
that's out there.
Or
as well,
a competitor. I mean, you never really know.
Exactly.
All right, yeah. Barry Duff there from the Lock and Brew Cafe and Restaurant. Lots of texts coming in on this one. I know, having worked in the hospitality industry for over 15 years, as a texter, hotels do make up a hell of a lot of reviews. If they get a bad review, they will counter it with a few positive reviews that they make up. It's rampant. Another says, it is for the restaurant to guarantee good service to all customers, as customers have paid for this. There are zero excuses. The customer pays no less if they get a bad service. I suppose that's in relation to what Barry said, that you might have somebody having a bad day who, you know, isn't up to top standard of service, and then that can lead to a bad review, which puts other people coming in, and that might not necessarily be their experience. If I paid for a meal and service, I've earned the right to leave a review, says another. And another says, my husband lives and dies by reviews, spends ages looking them up before we go anywhere. Drives me mad. I'd prefer to just chance it. Well, I'm a bit of a chancer myself. I do love a little look. But once the menu takes my fancy, I think I'm in. I've got food writer Dee Laffin on the line. Dee, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks very much for having me on.
How much of an impact do you think reviews have on businesses?
I do think it has a big impact. And I think what I'd like to start off is just defining, I suppose, when we're talking about reviews, there's professionally written reviews by restaurant critics, and then there's customer reviews. And then now there's, you know, I suppose everyone's a critic these days. And that's what Barry was kind of talking about, is that, you know, you're getting people who are either maybe content creators, or there's just a lot of people going out who just love to leave reviews, and they kind of are kind of the third now kind of part to that as well. Like being a restaurant critic, someone who professionally reviews restaurants or cafes or whatever it is, or hotels for a living, it's a professional job. And they're coming at it from an objective perspective. They can't be seen to be influenced. They would never and should never, you know, take a hotel stay or a meal for free in exchange for a review. They're independent, and they work for either a news publication or, you know, media outlet, or if they do it for their own, you know, content. But it's they're doing that as a job, and they're objective, and that's years of experience, and they should have an understanding of the way meals are cooked or made, if they're reflecting on restaurant dishes. You know, so that there's an understanding there, that they're not going to comment negatively on something just because they don't understand it. They can appreciate what the chef is trying to achieve, or the restaurant is trying to achieve by a space. And that's a professional review. And those are, if you get them, I mean, I think they're a great boost to a business. And I think that, you know, people really appreciate them. And unfortunately, sometimes people do get those negative reviews. But I think most of all, they're constructive in their feedback. They're not trying to close anyone's business down. They're just trying to say, like, look, people are paying for this. It's not up to par, you know, and they'll give constructive feedback within the reviews.
How have AI reviews become an issue?
Yeah, I mean, I wonder how much AI reviews are infiltrating. I mean, I don't know if you, when you say that, you mean like as in hotels and restaurants are creating them themselves to kind of put positive reviews on their sites, or on like...
Yeah, you know, asking ChatGPT to come up or with, you know, a review. And so it's not coming from them per se. It's being added to for good or for bad.
Sure. I hope the businesses really aren't doing that. And if anyone's listening who is, I would encourage them not to do that, because at the end of the day, that's going to be people are going to realize that. I think we're all very aware of AI now and the language that they use and the language and the kind of terms and the way it's written. Like, I can definitely spot AI within writing, and I've seen it, you know, used negatively, and I've seen people use it in a way that kind of helps, not for reviews, but I just mean like in their work. But I would really, really be strongly against anyone doing that, because that's the same as just asking your mates to go on and review about your business, or that's the same as asking, you know, or creating them yourself. Like, I mean, I just don't think that that's the best way to go about boosting your business's reputation or getting reviews. I can see that, like, obviously there's a lots of different websites that people do go to look up, you know, when they're traveling to another country even, or when they're coming here, like tourists are looking up, you know, reviews to see. They might do a quick search of restaurants in the area, and then they get three or four that look okay. Like you said, you check the menu, you think, okay, I'll give this a punt. And then you're like, okay, I'll just have a quick look and see what it scores on the likes of TripAdvisor or one of those.
Yeah.
You know, and
we're running short on time here, Dee. I am going to have to leave it there, but I really appreciate you coming on. And you know, and making a distinction between, you know, a couple of sentences written online and an actual review written in a magazine. And I'm glad we have people like you doing the good work. That is Dee Laffin, food writer there.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.